So, my loves, I was trying to decide all day today what I was going to record. I had thought about doing those word challenges, two-word challenge or three-word challenge or something, but I don't think I would do very well. If I did one of those, because when I'm playing, it's so hard not to say anything. I don't know if that makes sense. Because I say, oh fuck, a lot, or I say, you know, yes, or yes please, or any of that stuff. So I feel like limiting myself would really take away from the moment. So then I thought about maybe I could do some kind of scenario or improv or naughty idea that's in my head, but for once I don't really have any specific naughty ideas in my head. And sometimes, I don't know if it's like this for everybody, but for me, sometimes I play and I come to clear energy. So if I'm having a bad day, or if I'm feeling sad or lonely or down on myself or just generally just blech, you know what I'm talking about, you know. I think everybody has a blech day every now and then, and it's my experience that sometimes you can come to clear negative energy. You can clear that sort of haze that comes over you and just purge it out of your system, out of your space, and make place for something better, something that makes you feel better and feel more at peace. So that's what this is going to be. So I'm laying here in my bed. And I'm not fully naked this time because it's cold. But I am naked from the waist down. I've got a plaid shirt on. And I'm laying on my back with my legs spread, and I'm just running my fingertips over my skin. Just bringing awareness to the places on my body that don't always receive a lot of attention. The insides of my thighs. My tummy. That spot on my lower belly, right underneath the waist. I don't know if it's like this for everybody, but for me, there's this specific spot right under my tummy where it's just so sensitive. And it makes me shiver, and it makes me squirmy for some reason, but just touching places that I don't normally touch or that I don't normally give that pointed attention to. I figured I would take my time today because my roommate is out for the day. And I have the place to myself, so I don't have to worry about time constraints or being heard or someone walking in. I can just really take my time and indulge in my body. And I think a lot of times we forget to do that. We forget to show our bodies the proper love that they deserve. Especially when we play, I feel like a lot of times it's just kind of a wham bam, thank you ma'am, get in, get off, get out type of situation, and we don't really take the time to just experience our bodies and bring awareness to our bodies, because they're so beautiful. They're so perfect. Every curve of the body and contour of the body and lines and the softness of skin. The way your nerves can pick up on just the smallest little sensation. Even if it's not even a touch, if it's just the brush of air across your skin, you feel it. I think sometimes it's so important to just cherish yourself. And touch yourself with intention. Stimulating to just close your eyes and let your hands wander. It's really easy to get lost in the fantasy of that being someone else's touch. So maybe it's not my hands on my body. Maybe it's your hands. Maybe this is the first time that you'll ever have your hands on me. And maybe you're choosing to take your time and savor the feel of my skin, the softness of my hips and my tummy, and the way you give me goosebumps with your touch. It feels so good just to be touched. One of my favorite places to touch on my body is the underneath of my breasts. Feeling the curve of the underside, the swell, and the weight. I wonder sometimes if it's if it's a little bit vain to be obsessed with your own tits, but I love my tits. I love how they feel. They're so soft and full. I love to squeeze them. just feel the size and the shape in my hands. I love when I can feel my nipples getting hard. Oh, I like the feeling of them poking into the middle of my hands while I cup my breasts. My nipples are so sensitive. So many guys I've noticed, and probably some girls too, when they're playing with another woman's breasts, it's so aggressive. A lot of people get so aggressive, and it's biting, and it's sucking really hard, and it's, you know, pulling and pinching, and for some women, I'm sure that's amazing, and that gets them off, and that makes them squirm, and it makes them wet, and it makes them come, but for me, it's softer. It's gentle. It's just the graze of a fingertip. The pass of the palm of your hand as you move across the surface. A gentle little squeeze. Just appreciating them. Worshipping them. Savoring them. Fuck. That's gonna make me squirm a hell of a lot faster than if you start biting them. Fuck. They're so sensitive. Even just playing with them myself, every brush across my nipples just makes me squirm. It's like tiny little jolts of pleasure down between my legs. And if I start to tease my clit while I play with my nipples, it's so good. I feel so good. Fuck. Oh, my fuck. You know, and it's the same with the clit, too, at least for me. People will go in and just start furiously rubbing the clit and using a lot of pressure and speed and you know, there's a time for that. I love that. But to start, it's so much better. It feels so much better if you just go slow. Just one finger. Just the slightest little graze of your fingertip on my clit. I love that. Feels so good. Just rubbing little circles. Fuck. feeling it engorge and get nice and hard under your fingertips, because it turns me on to have you touch me. Turns me on when you savor me, when you take your time. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh. God, I'm so wet already. Oh, fuck. Oh, just slipping a finger. Just one. Just one. Inside. Fuck. I'm just curling it. Oh. Feeling how warm it is. Oh, how wet. Oh, and soft. Oh, and tight my pussy is. Oh, fuck. Oh. Using that wetness to move back up to my clit. I just fucking stroke it. Oh, so slippery. Fuck. I feel so good. I feel so good. Oh, my free hand still playing with my nipples. Fuck. Oh. Oh my God, fuck, going back in. Feels so good. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh. Oh my God, fuck. Oh. Oh. Yes. When I start to when I get really turned on, I just, my body just starts to move. Can't even help it. It just does it on its own. It's involuntary. My hips just start to buck. Oh, and roll up into that touch. Fuck. It's like encouraging it. Oh, my body pleading for you not to stop. Just keep touching. Keep exploring me, keep savoring me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Fuck. Fuck. Grind into your fingers. Fuck. Oh. Oh, as you move and play with my clit again. Fuck, it's so hard. Oh. Oh, yes, rub my clit, baby, rub my clit. Oh, rub my clit. Yes. Oh, play with my nipples. Don't forget my nipples, baby. They need attention so bad. They're so sensitive. Oh, fuck, yes. Just roll them between your fingers. Nice and soft. While you rub my clit. Oh, fuck. Yes, please. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, God, it feels so good. It feels so good, baby. Oh, just back and forth. Oh, my God, my pussy is so wet. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, fuck. Oh, fuck, that's gonna make me come. Oh, fuck, but not yet. Oh, not yet. Not yet. Make me ache. Make me burn for it first. Fuck, make me squirm, baby. Yes. Tease me. Oh, fuck. Tease me. Oh, bring me right to the edge. Fuck. Over and over. Over and over. Yes. Oh, fuck. So good, baby. It's so good. Oh, please, please. Oh, please make me come, baby. Please make me come. Please don't make me wait too long. Oh, my God. Yes, please. Please, yes, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Please, baby. Please make me come. Please make me come. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. fingers up and down my pussy lips. Oh, fuck. Make me twitch. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. So good, baby. So good. Oh, yes. Lay your hand over my pussy. Just rest it on top. Let me feel the warmth of your hand as you coax me down from my orgasm. Fuck. Just lightly squeezing there. Letting me know that you're there, that your hand is there. That you just made me come like that. Fuck. Thank you for